Okay, it's time for another David's Daily Digital Dollop jingle with my 11-year-old niece, Lucy. In the past, we've been doing jingles for the dollop made up on the spot with the accompaniment of a keyboard demo from a toy keyboard. But Lucy's getting a bit more inventive now. She got a phone out, launched into a parody. I'm hoping that she hasn't got spontaneous pop parody Tourette's like I have. But she launched into a parody of a song that I've not heard before and then appropriated it to fit David's Daily Digital Dollop theme. Quite impressed by that. And then she recorded her own voice singing it and then played that recording back and then started harmonising over the top of her own voice. So it's quite inventive here. We're seeing a progression. We're seeing an evolution. So we'll do that and then we shall delve into today's dollop subject.
Yeah. All day for David's Digital Dollop.
Are you saying I've been waiting all day?
Yeah.
For David's Daily Digital Dollop?
Uh-huh.
Well, that was good. Well, if you do that again...
David's Daily Digital Dollop! I've been waiting all day for David's Daily Digital Dollop. So come on now, just upload it until I can see it.
Oh, very good! Very improvising, I'm sure. Yes!
See, I've been waiting all day for David's Daily Digital Dollop. So come on now, just upload it so I can watch it tonight. Alright.
I can't really watch it. It's reading and listening. But other than that...
You just ruined it!
No, that was good. That was good.
See, I've been waiting all day for David's Daily Digital... Oh, for God's sake, I ruined it there.
She was trying to... She's videoed it so she can now harmonise with herself.
All right.
You're very inventive, I'll give you that.
I know! See, I've been waiting all day for David's Daily Digital Dollop. So come on now, upload it so I can listen to it.
You didn't watch it.
Oh,
here we go. Let's get the harmonies. I like the harmonies. They're going well here.
Oh, can I just give a shout out to myself? So whoever goes on Musical.ly,
what?
Musical.ly, it's an app. Musical.
You can't advertise yourself.
Yes,
you're a child.
I can. My account. Yeah. Is...
You can't give your personal details over. How old are you? 11.
I'm 11.
You can't have an 11-year-old child telling them your account. And if you'd like to see a webcam in my room, my goodness,
what's this turned into? My username.
David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 103. Actually, your call isn't really that important to us. I called the bank yesterday in order to transfer some money to someone. When the man on the phone had done my transfer, he asked me why I'd chosen to use telephone banking today instead of doing it online, which, he pointed out, can often be much more convenient and quicker. I told him that I didn't have my card reader with me as I was in Hartlepool, not Sheffield. He said that he could send another card reader in the post to my Hartlepool address so that I could have a reserve one if I ever wanted to transfer money while I was at my dad's house in Hartlepool. This would mean that I wouldn't need to worry about using telephone banking. I thanked him for his concern, but informed him that I did much prefer talking to a human being, as it is often less stressful than doing it online. Well, just to let you know, sir, that we have actually made massive improvements to our online banking facilities, and many of our customers do prefer the service, finding it much more efficient and quicker than our telephone banking service. I found this quite an odd conversation to be having, bearing in mind that the man worked for telephone banking. He was essentially talking down his service and talking his way out of a job. Fair enough, he might be required by his superiors to mention the online banking option, but it seemed a bit strange to be bigging it up so much whilst dissing his own job. I'm not sure why I've just started talking street there. Perhaps I am subconsciously trying to sound more like a youth in order to be able to interact more effectively with all those 18-year-old girls that I'm going to be talking to next month. Not that I'll have time to do much in the way of chatting. Idle chit-chatting time will be eating into the time that I could be spending having sex, which is, after all, the fundamental purpose of the exercise. See yesterday's dollop if you're confused, although you really should try and keep up. Or maybe this wasn't an edict from management at all, and he actually just had massive self-esteem issues. At the end of the call, he asked me if I would be willing to take part in an anonymous customer service survey to rate his call with me today. Apparently, it would only take me 5 minutes of my time. He'd just told me that people preferred to do online banking because it's quicker, and now here he was suggesting that I spend another 5 minutes voluntarily on the phone to the bank. Was this yet another ploy from management to annoy people so much with telephone banking that they decided to do it online in future? My telephone banking experience had been absolutely fine. It had been stress-free, quick and highly efficient. It had taken less than 5 minutes to make my transfer. I'd spent an extra 2 minutes, though, on the phone with the man, then justifying why I'd chosen to use his service above the online one, which would essentially one day make him redundant. And now has been asked to spend another 5 minutes on the phone answering questions about the last 5 minutes. I was worried that I might never get off the phone, as I might be connected to the person conducting the customer service survey, who then asks me why I'd chosen not to take the survey online, before inviting me to do another survey rating her call. I might spend the entire day being put through to different people working at the bank in order to rate the last person's conversation with me, until eventually there are no more staff left to take my call, and I end up being connected to the first person that I was talking to who'd originally done my bank transfer all those hours ago. Aren't you the person I was talking to right at the start who did my transfer? Yes, sir, I've just been moved over to the survey side of the telephone banking operation, as I've been made redundant from the actual proper banking part of the telephone banking service due to everyone choosing to do their banking online. Anyway, sir, I just need to ask you a few questions about the last call that you had with my colleague, who is asking you to rate the call of my colleague who you were talking to before that, and then I'll pass you on to my other colleague who'll ask you to rate my call with you. But I've already rated your call. Yes, but that was rating my service earlier when I was doing your transfer. You haven't yet rated my administering of the customer service survey. You know what? Actually, I think I will bank online after all. Goodbye. Ha, we knew you'd see sense eventually, sir. But fortunately, that didn't happen, as it was an automated machine voice doing the survey. However, this is just as annoying a scenario as the one I've just invented, because the automated voice wanted me to speak in sentences, even though it didn't seem intelligent enough to actually understand them. I would give one-word answers, and it would say, provide more detail. And when I did provide more detail, it didn't have a clue what I was talking about, and kept getting confused. I didn't want to crush the man's self-esteem, which is why I hadn't declined the offer to do the customer service survey, so I agreed. But after 5 minutes of trying to talk to a stupid, annoying machine about how stress-free my telephone banking experience had been, I ironically began to get very stressed. The phone conversation with the human had been absolutely fine and stress-free, but this was beginning to drive me insane. I eventually gave up and put the phone down. I then went to get my hair cut. The barber asked me how long it had been since I'd last been to the hairdressers. I told her that it was about 2 months, to which she told me that 2 months was far too long to go without having a haircut, and that people should really be going to the barbers every fortnight in order to keep their hairstyle as good as it was when they first got it cut. This was a woman who knows how to talk up her job. The man from the telephone banking could really learn something from this lady. Although there is absolutely no way that I am going to get my hair cut every fortnight. I will be far too busy impregnating 18-year-old girls for that kind of thing. And, to be honest, by the amount of stress that my marathon impregnation sessions are no doubt going to cause me, I will probably start losing all my hair anyway.